A very good morning.
Good morning.
A very good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? It's not easy standing in front of people, and especially if you look in those eyes and those faces and you say, oh, well. So you can only make it easy when I say good morning and you respond in the positive, say good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. My name is Chris Makufa. It's wonderful today that we are all coming international students. I was also an international student who arrived some 4 years ago, and I'm still a student. And I am at that part of my junction as a student where in our African culture, we say the Lord, or when you are carrying something heavy, it becomes heavier the more you are seeing your destination. Even if you are carrying one pot on the top of your head, coming from the river with water, the more you walk, it's lighter, but the more you see the door, it seems like you're carrying two pots on top of your head. This is the situation I am in now. I started my PhD program some 4 years ago in 2020 during the COVID. I arrived here intending to go back in 3 months. So I arrived in January, intending to go back in May after making my presentation of my thesis topic, and then go back and do the offshore program of the PhD. And then I'll just come once in a year to make a presentation, a conference, go back to Africa, come once a year, go back to Africa. So I was happy with that kind of arrangement. Little did I know that the world would just turn upside down. So January, I'm here, February, March. In March, the world went into lockdown. And there I was seated in a cubicle on my own. My wife is out in Africa, and I'm stuck here. And then come May, when I'm thinking I would go back, there was no plane that was flying out. So I was stuck due to COVID until November. So I had to the program had to be changed now. Instead of being offshore, I now had to be a full-time program. And here I am. 4 years down the line, I'm now in my final year of the PhD program. So to all the international students, welcome. 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 So today we are welcoming you, and why my topic of the message from our series that we are doing as a church here, we have a series of Philippians. So today I am on Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 8, and I've entitled my message, Happiness and Joy. Happiness and Joy. To those who are online, welcome. We are together. And I'm hoping that John, my dear friend, is watching as well. He does the sound system at the back there, but he is hospitalized, and we need to be praying for him. So I'm just hoping he's watching me from this hospital bed and listening to this message of happiness and joy. And to all our international students, welcome. Welcome once again. Everyone wants to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy. And at the same time, everyone wants to have the experience of joy. Nathan last week was talking about contrast in the series, contrast. And today I'm picking up that contrast as well, the contrast of happiness and joy. They are not the same, it's different. And I hope by the end of the sermon, you'll be able to grasp the difference between happiness and joy, or to be happy or to rejoice. Both of them, they are good. The words joy, rejoice, or joyful appear in the English Standard Version Bible 430 times. In the English version or English Standard Version of the Bible, the word joy or rejoice appears 430 times. And the word happy appears only 10 times. There's a contrast or there's a difference between joy and happiness. Happenings makes us happy. Happenings make us happy. What happens to us is what makes us happy. So the happenings, the situations, the circumstances that we go through, they make us happy. They are the happenings of life. International students, yes, you have been accepted into that university. It has happened. Yippee! And you are here. You are happy. It makes you happy. It's something from outside that makes you happy. Yesterday, I was celebrating my 27th birthday of my son, Michael. He turned 27 yesterday. And we are saying, happy birthday! Something has happened, so we are happy. Last month, we were in Africa, in Eswatini, Swaziland. Michael, this guy who turned 27 yesterday, he was having his wedding. So it was the wedding on the 12th of August. So I went there and we said, don't try to judge how old I am from my, okay. We were celebrating his birthday. Something was happening to us. Therefore, because of this happening, we are happy. So happiness, or to be happy, it's something that is from the outside that comes and happens to you. Because of that happening, you are happy. You are not joyous. No. Happiness comes from outside. A friend comes to you. In life, we have people who can make the situation happy. Have you ever been in a situation where you are sitting and everyone is like at a funeral? And someone comes in and he brings with him the vibe of happiness. Are we together? And the atmosphere changes over a sudden. Why? Because this person, when he comes in, he puts fire to everything. Why? It's a happening from outside. So that happening makes you happy. I'm saying I'm contrasting between happiness and joy. And the students, in 1989, September 30, I proposed to this wonderful, beautiful girl. The 30th of September, 1989. Don't worry, I said, don't judge what I'm saying and try to figure out how old I am. I celebrate the 30th of September, 1989 is my anniversary. When I said to this girl, I love you. And she responded to say, I love you too. And we have been married now for the past 30 years. And I have that wonderful woman there. Her name is Choice, because I chose her. Happiness is something happening to you. When something happens to you, you are happy. But unfortunately, with the happiness, it is short-lived. It is temporal. It is not long-lasting. Happiness, because it's a happening, it's a circumstance, it's a situation. When you are out of that situation, and that situation is to make you happy, what happens? When you have a friend who makes you happy, he's a happening in your life. And when you don't have that friend with you, what happens? You are sad. All together. You are sad. Because this happening is no longer there. Are we together? So, but mark me, I'm not saying happiness is wrong. Are we together? Happiness is not wrong at all. We all want to be happy, and I want you to be happy. Are we together? I want you to be happy. Because happiness is part of our lives. Are we together? And even God wants us to be happy. In the Bible, Jesus Christ comes onto the wedding of Cana. And now in the Jewish tradition, the most important ingredient that makes people happy, the happening of the wedding, wine ran out. They ran out of wine. Now imagine at the wedding, wine is run out. And Jesus comes onto the scene and he turns water into wine. And this wine is better, far better than the one that they've been drinking before. And even the guest of honor says, how come you've given us so much good wine, which is even better than the wine which we started with? But we are used to weddings whereby the wine that you start with is so good. And when you are drunk and you can't taste anymore, then they can give you the bad wine. But as with you, you have just continued to give us good wine, good wine, good wine, good wine. Happenings. Here is Jesus Christ. He makes a happening on the wedding. And everyone is happy. Everyone is happy. Jesus Christ walks into this pool, the Bethesda pool. And there's this guy who is seated by the pool. He has been there for how long, Nora? 38 years. This guy is seated there 38 years. His relatives, his friends, they used just to carry him day in to the pool, day out into the pool for 38 years. Oh, that patience. And he was there 38 years. Sometimes I ask to say, were these years the same years that we count today, or maybe in the Jewish tradition, a year maybe is just a merely 3 months? But they say it's 38 years this guy, crippled, used to be carried to the pool, Bethesda. And for 38 years, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Happiness is a happening from outside. And Jesus comes by. And what does he do? A miracle happens. A miracle happens. And the cripple stands out. And he starts jumping. A miracle after 38 years. A happening has happened. He is happy. He is rejoicing, even to the extent the Pharisees asked him, why are you carrying this mat? And he says, the one who told me to get up asked me to carry the mat and go home. I am happy. Happiness is something that happens from outside. Not again. And it is good. But the only unfortunate thing about happiness is it is not long-lasting. It is short-lived. But it's good at the same time. But you need now to infuse this happiness from outside with the joy that comes from inside. What is joy? Altogether. Happiness, it's a happening that comes from outside. It's a circumstance. It's a situation. Joy is a relationship with God. Now, that's why I want you to understand the book of Philippians. When Paul is writing this letter, he is in prison. He is under house arrest. His freedom has been taken away. He can't be out there preaching the word of God. But regardless of his being imprisoned, he writes a letter of joy. Rejoice in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. Rejoice always. Philippians 4, verse 4. I say rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. How can someone in prison under chains talking about rejoicing, talking about joy? He's not talking about happiness. Because happiness is circumstantial. Happiness is something that happens to you. Joy is the relationship of your love of God, knowing what God is in your life. It is not circumstantial. You might be under pressure of an assignment. I know it because with this PhD program of ours, I also lecture at Leeds Beckett University. There are deadlines to be met. And now when the deadline is coming, you know what a deadline is? It means it's a line. When you come to that line, you are not yet done with your assignment. It means you are what? You are dead. All right, together. Here is a line here. It's a what? Deadline. So when you count the days and you are coming, and now you are nearing that line, you dare not cross that line. Because the moment you cross it, you what? And by the way, there's no resurrection that side. Talking. What am I saying? When you have those deadlines, it raises stress, tension, and so forth. It's a happening outside, and this particular kind of happening, it takes away the joy. It takes away the happiness. It puts you under a lot of pressure. You have sleepless nights. But joy, it is the assurance of God in your life, regardless of this pressure, regardless of this deadline. I have a God in me who tells me I can do it. I can make it. Joy is a relationship with God. What kind of a happening are you in other people's lives? Nora, what kind of a happening are you in other people's life? Nothing. What kind of a happening are you in other people's life? When you come into someone's life, when you meet someone, what kind of a happening are you? Do you leave that someone happy? Or you are happening that when you come into some people's lives, they'll say, oh boy, God. They start looking at their watch to say, when is this person going to bid me farewell? Because you are a happening that is not bringing happiness. What kind of a happening are you in people's lives? Here is Paul. We read from Philippians chapter 2. Paul says, Philippians chapter 2, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make me happy by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit, purpose, do nothing out of self-ambition or conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Here is Paul writing a letter to the Philippians. One thing that is causing him discomfort is the disunity among the Philippians. He's writing a letter now and saying, guys, you have been so good to me. You have been so wonderful to me. But one thing that I desire of you that can make me happy. One thing that I desire of you that can make me happy. A happening from outside, a circumstance from outside, a situation from outside. One thing that you can do that can make me happy, be united. Work together. Have you ever been in families where your brothers, your sisters, you are tearing each other apart? Things are not working well. With your siblings, they see things different from you. How much tension it brings. That happening in a family. And I'm saying, when you are in that family, what kind of a happening are you? What kind of happening are you? Do you bring joy when the phone call rings and they watch, oh, it is Nora. Now I'm just talking of Nora. Oh, Nora is calling. Or when it calls, people just say, oh, no, let it ring. You don't want to start trouble. Let it ring. What kind of a happening are you? Paul is saying to this letter to the Philippians, guys, if only you can be united. If only you can consider others better than you. If only you can be humble. Be like Christ. Be like Christ. I like that part. And it says, though Christ was God, though Jesus Christ is God, what did he do? He did not count it to stand up and say, guys, I am God. No. He lowered himself and became a servant, even to his death on the cross. For you and me to be reclaimed back to be children of the Most High God. If you read in John chapter 1, verse 12, to those who received him, Jesus Christ, they were given the power to be called the children of God. To those, John chapter 1, verse 12, to those who received him, they were given the power, they were given the right to become the children of God. Be humble. Consider others better than you. Don't be self-centered. Don't be conceited. Don't be selfish. think of others as well. I meant to want to believe that Paul was in a situation where others were holding themselves as better than others, looking down on others, because they have, God has blessed us differently. God has blessed us differently. International students, maybe God has blessed you with a sharp mind to grasp things faster than others. And when the lecture has been done, you don't need to go and research even more, because already straight away you have grasped it. And now you look at a fellow student who is struggling. What do you do? What do you do? Go out to them. You know, you are not an accident of a friendship. God is, when God makes friends, there's a reason and a purpose. So when you are with other students, tell yourself, I am the reason why I am friends with this person. What can I do to make it happen for him? You are a reason for being a neighbor to that community. Thank you for your encouragement. When we encourage each other to pray for one another, we are a reason for that. My PhD research, I'm looking at this African philosophy called Ubuntu. In the Western moral philosophy, it is what we can refer to as virtue. Now, the Ubuntu philosophy says, I am, what I am here is because of who you are. You are because of who I am. I am nothing without you. So the African philosophy is, you don't exist as an individual. You exist as part of a community. You are because of the community. And the community is because of who you are. And we have the saying which says, a child is brought up by a village. A child is brought up by a village. When a child is born in a community, in our language we say makoro koto. In this word, don't try to you bite your tongue. It's just simply saying congratulations. And the response to that congratulation is to say, oh, it is for all of us. Congratulations for the birth of this child. And your response is, this child is born to all of us. Why? Because that is the African perspective of how we live. We live for each other. Paul is taking that kind of a philosophy and say, don't consider yourself better than others, but try by all means to lift others so that when they are lifted up, you also get lifted up. Joy comes from the heart. It's a relationship with God that I want to talk about. Joy is deeper and stronger than happiness. Happiness is on the surface. It's coming from outside. Joy comes from inside. It's a relationship with God. Joy is a relationship with God. Here are some good quotations that I have here. Mother Teresa, maybe some of you us know of her, late Mother Teresa, Albanian Catholic nun. She says, joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net of love by which you catch souls. Karl Barth, a Swiss Reformed theologian, he said, joy is the simplest form of gratitude. Joy is the simplest form of gratitude. C.S. Lewis, a British writer and Anglican theologian, he says, joy is the serious business of heaven. Joy is the serious business of heaven. Sam Storms, an American Calvinist and theologian, says, joy is not necessarily the absence of suffering. It is the presence of God. No wonder Paul, when he is in prison, he says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. So how can we, where do we get this joy? How do we get this joy? I have 4 points. How do we get this joy? How do we get this joy? Number one, joy is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Joy is a relationship with Jesus Christ. To involve and participate in the sermon with the international student and as a church as a whole. I have seven scriptures that I've picked up, but there are so many referring to joy. I'll ask reader number one to stand up. I think our mic, Nora, do you have the mic? Reader one.
Michael is my name. Reading from John 15, verses 9 to 11. I have loved you, even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandment, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Thank you.
Remain in my love. Be in me. Abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branch. When you are ingrained to God, when you are bound up with God, it brings joy in your heart. Remain in me. And if you remain in me, I will remain in you. And if that does happen, your joy, your heart will overflow with joy. Regardless of your situation, regardless of your circumstance, regardless of your deadline, regardless of your assignment, if you remain in me and I remain in you, your heart will overflow with joy. Have you ever seen a duck When you see it on top, it seems like everything is quiet and silent. Have you ever seen? But if you have the opportunity to look under the water, the friends that is going there, God, you can say, hey, how can this bird achieve that serenity of peace at the top, but underneath it is scraping? What am I saying this to you? I'm saying, the joy the Lord gives you, he is working behind the scenes for you. He is working behind. Things can appear tough. Your situation can appear bad. But when you remain in Christ, behind the scenes, he is working for your good. In Romans, it says, everything works to the good of those who believe and live by the faith in God. It's not the circumstance. It's not the situation that gives you the peace of mind. No, it is your relationship with God. Reader number two.
Akanksha is my name. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationships with God, because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God.
Now we can rejoice. We can be happy in this relationship that Jesus Christ made us friends of God. Jesus Christ made us friends of God. And a friend is better than a relative, do you know? He sticks longer. Where relatives, they are just available when there is a crisis, where there is a situation. But a friend, indeed. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Friends stick. Jesus Christ, by his death on the cross, he made us friends of God. He restored our relationship with him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, to those who received this Jesus Christ, you are a new creation. When you take Jesus in your heart, behold, the past is gone. Your life that you used to live is gone. Your new life follows you. And together, when you receive this, behold, when anyone is in Christ, the past is gone. A new life is created in you. And this new life is that spiritual life. You are restored to God. And Jesus Christ says, you now can cry unto God and say, Abba, Father, my God, my God. I want to implore your heart and mind. Jesus Christ wants you. For you to have joy that comes from the depth of your heart. And this joy can be expressed in a happening. You can be happy because of the joy. Happiness can open also the doors. When something happens from outside, when this guy of 38 years being crippled, when a happening of a miracle did happen, what he did to do? He came to church to worship God. So the happening can open a door of joy. And when Jesus met him in synagogue, he says, oh, now you are well and happy, and now you are joyous. And he says to him, go and sin no more, so that nothing worse can happen to you again. So happiness and joy can be brought together. Joy is long-lasting. Happiness is temporal. I'm coming almost to the end. My reader number three. I'm talking of joy. What is joy and what joy can do?
I'm reading from Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 30, verse 11. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy.
Joy. I've said, how do you attain this joy? One, it's a relationship with Jesus Christ. You accept Christ in your heart as your personal savior. And Christ, he creates rivers of living water in your heart. Number two, joy is a relationship with God. Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I've said happiness is circumstantial. Joy is what God creates in your heart. This is the day the Lord has. So when you wake up and you are feeling sick, you just tell yourself, my Bible, my word says, this is the day the Lord has. It is not what people has made for you. Altogether, if you ever woke up and say, hey, these people are making my world terrible. These neighbors are making my world so terrible. Their dogs are barking and so forth. No. The day that you wake up in, it is not what the neighbors make. It is what the Lord has made up for you. Rejoice. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This God, he takes away my mourning clothes. And he gives me clothes of joy. In our African culture, when there is a death, especially on the women's side, they are supposed to wear black clothes for the rest of the year. I don't know with other cultures, but in our African culture, when your husband dies, the women are supposed by culture to wear black clothes throughout, day in, day out, for the whole year. And then a cleansing ceremony happens at the end of the year. Now they can take off the mourning clothes and now start wearing the usual colorful clothes. Now, take that analogy in your head. The Bible says, oh God, you have taken away my mourning clothes and you have given me what? The clothes of joy. The Bible, oh God, is the one who is the source of our joy. If you read in John 10, verse 10, I came so that you can have life and have it in abundance. What is it that you are missing in your life? You need Jesus. When you have Jesus, you have joy in abundance. Number three. What can make you joyous? Seeing God in action. Seeing God in action. Let's have our reader number five. Seeing God in action. Reader number five. Do you have my reader number five? Seeing God in action.
Hi, I'm Yijing. I'm reading Psalm 92, verse 4. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done.
Great. I'm all joyous when I see the things that you have done. I'm joyous when I see the great things that you have done. The good thing when you stand before the people like this is to admire how God is so creative. I see faces that are different. I see eyes that are different. I see hair that is different. I see noses that are different. Oh, how creative this God is, that he can create us all this way in all versions of colors. Oh, God is wonderful. Oh, some faces have hairs on them. Some white, some black. Some don't have hairs on them. Some have hairs that are flowing. When I look at you guys, I see God's miracle in each one of us. And what does that do to me? It brings joy of what a wonderful God he is. And this God, he is your God. This God, who he makes us all this different, he is our God. He is our God. You and me, he is our God. And I'm saying, if this is your God, how rich you are. How rich you are. So when you see God in action in each one of us, Paul says, the invisible God has made himself visible through his creation. Romans chapter 1 verse 18. The invisible God, the God whom we don't see, he makes himself seen by what he has done. Because the Bible says, no one has ever seen God. No one. Because when you see him, you perish. No one has ever seen God. Only he who came from him is the one who announces him. But God who is unseen, he makes himself seen. How? By making you looking at me, and I am created in the image of God. Hallelujah. I am the creation of God. So when you look at me, when you look at me, Paul says, guys, if this life of being a Christian is difficult for you, imitate me, because I imitate Christ. The invisible God, he makes himself visible through us. Through us, through you. What kind of a happening are you? Let me round up. Finally, trusting in God to act. Trusting God to act. Trusting God to act. My reader number 6, and then my final reader number 7. Reader number 6.
I'm reading from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy.
I trust. Reader number 7.
Psalm 9, verse 1 to 2. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High.
Great. Joy comes by trusting in God, what God can do in your life. And finally, joy, it's a habit that you can cultivate. How? How do you cultivate this habit? Always rejoice in the Lord. Look at what God has done. The things that, there's a song we used to sing, count your blessings and name them one by one. So, have that habit of seeing what God has done in your life. The more you count these habits, these blessings, your joy gets overflowing. So, joy, for you to be full of joy, always look into those things that God has done for you. When things are bad, just tell yourself, God is wonderful. When things are not going well right with you, just say, no, the one who is me, in me, is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Greater is he who is within me than he who is in the world. So let not your situation determine your joy. The situation determines your happiness. Your joy comes from your relationship with God. If ever there's anything that I want you to go away with in this message is, get the joy of Christ that is ingrained and comes from inside out. Happiness comes from outside in. Joy comes from inside out. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, shall we bow our heads in prayer? Amen. Father, we want to thank you for the joy that you create and put it within our hearts. We want to thank you for the happiness that you bring into our lives through the happenings that you let happen to us. We thank you for happiness. We thank you for joy. And our prayer is, make us a people who are full of the joy of knowing that we are in a relationship with a God who cares. We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen.